Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Negotiations continue to finalize a nuclear deal between the six world powers and Iran. Those who are close to the talks are optimistic that the negotiators can overcome obstacles and reach a full accord before the June 30th deadline. Get more now from VOA's Heather Murdoch in Vienna.
On a drizzly Saturday, high-level talks between Iran, the U.S., Russia, China, France, Britain, and Germany began again. Diplomats hope for the last time before a deal is struck. The goal in Vienna is to prevent Iran from building nuclear weapons in exchange for relief from international sanctions that are crushing the Iranian economy. Hardliners in both Iran and the U.S. are against the deal, with both groups saying the deal favors the other country. But diplomats say curbing Iran's nuclear program could lift war clouds between Iran and the West here in Austria, making the region more peaceful for years to come. Heather Murdoch, VOA News, Vienna.
Kurdish fighters have driven out the Islamic State group from the Syrian border town of Kobani 2 days after the jihadists took over several of the town's neighborhoods. At least 174 civilians have been killed in the conflict since the IS group infiltrated the town on Thursday. Police in northeastern Nigeria say two female suicide bombers were killed by one of their own bombs Saturday while trying to hitch a ride toward the city of Maiduguri. Local police officer tells VOA the women stood on the side of the road and were trying to flag down a vehicle in Jakana, about 40 kilometers west of Maiduguri. Police officers say motorists around Maiduguri have become wary of picking up female hitchhikers because of several incidents in which women have turned out to be suicide bombers. This is VOA News. Greek Parliament has voted to accept Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras' call for a referendum on July the 5th on proposed reforms needed to get bailout funds. The late-night vote in Athens Saturday began hours after Eurozone ministers refused to extend the bailout program that Athens desperately needs. Greek authorities on Friday unilaterally ended negotiations to extend the financial assistance set to expire on June 30th. Alexander Stubb is Finland's finance minister.
Well, I think we're much better prepared than we were in 2011, 2012. We obviously have a banking union. We have crisis mechanisms and institutions in place. So I do not see the risk of contamination.
The European Central Bank is set to meet later today and fears Greece's banks will be unable to open on Monday, while Germany said the Eurozone would do everything to protect contagion through the single currency. Tunisian Prime Minister Habib Assid scrambled on Saturday to boost security as thousands of foreign tourists fled the country following a terrorist attack at a seaside resort. Mr. Assid ordered army reservists deployed at hotels and other tourist sites and said that some 80 mosques in the country known for radical preaching would be shut down. At least 38 people were killed and dozens more wounded Friday when a young Tunisian militant disguised as a tourist opened fire on a private beach and other facilities in the near the five-star Imperial Mahaba Hotel in the town of Sousse. The beach crowded on Friday with European and regional tourists, empty on Saturday, blocked off by police tape. Tunisia's health ministry said Saturday it had identified the bodies of 17 people from Britain, Germany, Ireland, Belgium, and Portugal, while still trying to identify others shot dead in their beach attire. Here in the United States, hundreds of heavily armed police officers in a remote part of New York State are focusing on their hunt for a prison escapee on a heavily wooded area near the Clinton Correctional Facility. Officials say convicted killer David Sweat may have a tougher time eluding authorities now that he is alone. His fellow escapee, Richard Matt, was shot and killed by police on Friday. Two men staged a spectacular escape from the prison more than 3 weeks ago. The Clinton County Sheriff, David Favreau, says there is no evidence to suggest the two had split up before Friday's shooting, so searchers are concentrating their search near the spot where Matt was killed. You can get more news by going to our website at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.